You're listening to Top Takes on Computing Technology, where you can hear popular articles from the IEEE Computer Society Digital Library. Please visit www.computer.org to learn more about this program, membership with the IEEE Computer Society, and the wealth of current technical information, community, and personalized services for the world's computing professionals.
Who needs evidence anyway? By Forrest Schull. This is from the IEEE Software Magazine for September-October 2007. How do decisions get made? In daily life, we face any number of problems and what seems like an ever-increasing list of possible solutions. Sorting through the alternatives is non-trivial, as anyone who's ever had to do any home remodeling, an example I'm all too familiar with, would surely agree. I sometimes wonder how any home project ever gets done. After sorting out the long list of contractors who could do the work, you must weigh competing recommendations to decide what work should actually be done. Finally, assuming that you've survived thus far, you have to navigate the different styles and options and pick the finished products. Of course, you do all this while balancing the trade-offs, which could include, but certainly won't be limited to, price, how fast the work can be done, visual appeal, utility, brand reputation, ease of upgrading later, and durability. For home improvement, at least, several resources make the process less painful and more likely to produce the desired result. Local and national consumer groups provide the experiences of other consumers who made similar choices. Consumer advocacy groups rigorously test different options to help quantify hard-to-assess qualities such as durability and safety. And recommendations of friends and acquaintances carry a lot of weight. People seem hungry for any kind of evidence that can help them make these big, expensive decisions with more confidence. The process isn't infallible, as anyone who's ever experienced buyer's remorse can attest. Still, most people would agree that these imperfect methods are better than relying on advertisements and vendors. The process of building and acquiring software is equally fraught with momentous decisions. However, the infrastructure to help people make informed decisions isn't as well developed. There's certainly no dearth of advertisements for new and improved ways of doing things. Nor do we lack vendors' testimonials that their tool, approach, or methodology will solve the big problems. And a lot of people make decisions, although maybe I'm relying too much on my own experience here, by hearing what solutions have worked for other people, whether around the water cooler or on discussion boards. Still, we usually can't easily access a helpful set of evidence, good, bad, and indifferent, from other folks, covering many of the decisions that we'd like to make. Researchers have been trying to address this problem for several years. The empirical software engineering community in particular has examined how to run studies that provide evidence about methodologies and techniques under various conditions. By studies, here, I include all the kinds of ways of reasoning about the effects of practices based on observation. That is, by seeing how the practices really work. Studies can include experiments that compare one practice to another, case studies that observe teams using a practice to tackle real problems, and interviews or surveys that rigorously solicit experience from a large community. However, I often feel that a gap exists between the research and developer communities. I suspect that many results from this careful research aren't having the impact they could in the community that should ostensibly be the work's beneficiary. Other researchers have worried about this seeming mismatch, too. Marvin Zelkowitz, Dolores Wallace, and David Binkley undertook a study in 1998 that shed some light on the problem. The culture clash and software engineering technology transfer, presented at the 23rd NASA GSFC Software Engineering Workshop. The authors distributed a questionnaire to researchers and developers, asking about different methods of collecting evidence about software development approaches. From the answers, they ranked how important each method was to each community. The results showed both similarities and important differences within each community. The researchers preferred tool-based techniques, which can be handled easily in the laboratory, such as simulation or static dynamic analysis, rather than labor-intensive techniques, which require interacting with industrial teams. Developers preferred techniques that could study an effect in the field, such as case studies, legacy data, and field studies, rather than laboratory techniques. So, part of the problem seems that academics and practitioners are speaking different languages after all. The implication might be that to really make a practical impact, you must combine evidence from methods that both groups ranked highly into a coherent story. Bridging the gap. Of course, communication is a two-way street. Not only must researchers attempt to present evidence-based arguments in a way that practitioners understand, but practitioners must also be willing to listen and must find valuable that kind of evidential basis for decisions. A positive sign is that several projects have begun to facilitate communication across these two communities. One project I know from personal experience is the Best Practices Clearinghouse, which the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, sponsors through its Defense Acquisition University, DAU. I've been a part of a team helping design and prototype the clearinghouse. The clearinghouse will be a publicly available resource for the workforce that builds and acquires systems and software, primarily for the U.S. DOD. Users will be able to visit the clearinghouse website, find practices that fit their problems, scan the evidence to see if anyone has used the practices on a similar project, and more important, what outcomes they achieved, and share their own evidence. Evidence here can include studies, experiments, experience reports, and interviews. In short, a combination of the types of evidence that appeal to both practitioners and researchers. John Hickok, DAU's Director for Knowledge Management, has spoken about why an evidence-based approach for documenting best practices is important for the DOD. We feel that allowing practitioners to see the amount of evidence and the contexts in which it was gathered can be a useful first step to convince people to adopt new practices. He describes the clearinghouse evidence as a tool to help users discriminate among the many practices listed on other sites, selecting those that are the most interesting to them. Quote, out of the gate, the clearinghouse is designed to be part of an integrated suite of applications, including a collaborative experience-sharing site, where we have found that many best practices are born. Linking evidence to the practices that can be found in other sites raises awareness of good practices. By viewing the accumulated evidence, users can understand if a practice has been effectively applied on many different types of programs or only in certain specialized contexts. Users may also consider adopting practices that have only been evaluated in academia, but for which the evidence so far is promising. Tracing recommendations clearly to evidence allows us to give users a sense of how much confidence can be had and those recommendations, and allows users who are intrigued by the accumulated evidence on a practice to follow links from there to find out more information about applying the practice or get connected to experts. End of quote. In a similar way, this department also aims to help bridge that gap between research and practice. Future issues will present an overview of the studies and experiences available on a particular topic. Rather than detail research methodologies, we'll look at whether the results and experiences to date paint a consistent picture about the effects of a given technology or phenomenon. My hope is that future columns let the evidence speak for itself, and in the process, give you some fresh insights on relevant topics, and maybe even surprise you with some findings that you weren't aware of.
Thank you for listening to the IEEE Computer Society's Top Takes on Computing Technology. Please visit www.computer.org to learn more about membership with the IEEE Computer Society and the advanced technical information available in the IEEE Computer Society's digital library. Some of the music provided is from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.